But this last song, like she said, came December 2020. And we were at a day with him, and I was speaking about the Holy Spirit. I began to see angels dancing. And as they were dancing, I heard them start, dun, 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 dun. There was an angel with a harp. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. I heard that melody, and the piano and the saxophone were just playing it in the background. I said, that's it. But as they were playing it, I saw myself in heaven. And as I stood in heaven, all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me and said, Jesus, my son, when I sent him to the earth, did mighty miracles, great, amazing things. So many of you have desired that he was still alive today. But he said to me, he says, don't you think you are shortchanging yourself? I said, Lord, how? He said, even the Son said it in John 16 verse 7, that it is necessary that I go, so that when I go, the Comforter can come. In other words, the Son said, the Holy Spirit is more beneficial to you than me, Jesus. Because he can enter you, but I'm outside you. I am God with you, but he is God in you. So you need him to be around you. In other words, when Proverbs says there is a brother, there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, he was talking of the Holy Ghost. He is more inside you than the clothes you wear. And so as the song was coming, he took me to David in despair. In Psalm 139, the verse 7, he said, whither shall I run from your spirit? And where shall I go from your presence? He said, when I shall enter heaven, thou art there. When I shall make my bed in hell, you are also there. And he spoke in his frustration and said, listen, I will hold the morning and I will fly to the uttermost part of the ends of the earth. He said, nevertheless, your hand leads me and your right hand holds me. He said, if I say that I cover myself with darkness, he said, even your night is light around about me. Then he said, I shall cover myself with darkness, but thou shalt cause the night to shine as light. Because to you, O God, Psalm 139 verse 12, both darkness and light are all alike. Then I said, Lord, how? He said, this is the reason why he says, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am with you. He is the one that can enter the club. He is the one who, when you put that tramadol in your hand as a child of God, he is still there. Because his union, he is in union with us. And so this song is to remind you that when you are going through the valley of the shadow of death, he said that darkness becomes light because God is with you. He said it in the Psalms. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Because he's with you, death can only cast a shadow. Because light will cause darkness to cast a shadow. And he walks with you. No wonder the prophet said in Isaiah 43, the verse 2, he said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and I will not cause the rivers to come over thee. Though thou goest through the flame, he said, the flame shall not be kindled against thee. He has been the same. So that the highest deliverance of God, dearly beloved, especially in the days we are entering, is not God for us. It's not God with us. It's God in us. That means you will enter the fire, but God will not quench it, because the fourth man is with you. You walk on water and the storms will still be raging. Yet, he is standing in the storm. He said, the problem is not the storm when I am here. That means that we are entering a dispensation. You might have a verdict of cancer, yet you will live another 40 years with the cancer because he is with you. You might be pregnant with issues in the hospital, but the Lord is the one who will carry your baby for you. You might have no womb, but once he's in you, the Holy Ghost becomes your womb. He will carry the child to full term. This is the revelation of why we sing this song. And mark it on the wall. It will be a song of the days to come. It will seem as if faith is failing. It will seem as if the light is dimming. It will come to fulfillment that him that says, abide with me. Fast falls the eventide, but nevertheless, because God is not with you, but in you, he will walk through it like God himself. He is the one that commanded darkness, light out of darkness. He is the one that sits in the pavilion of darkness. So when you sing this song, sing it with revelation that no matter what goes through and what happens in your life, he is in you. And he's not just in you. When you need a friend, he comes out of you and puts his hand on your shoulder and tells you, I'm by your side. I'm by your side. I'm by your side.
surely never fail. Cause I've got the Holy Spirit. Holy, holy, holy Spirit. He is standing by my side. Spirit, holy, holy, holy. He says, you are with me everywhere I go. You're always there, even when I can see. When I'm in the darkness alone, till I know that you are there. You are always there. You are always there. Even when I go through the valley of the shadow of death, even when it looks like nobody's there, even when it looks like I'm all alone, all I know is that you are there. Surely never fail, cause I have got the Holy Spirit. He's the holy, holy, holy Spirit. He is standing by my side.
I can surely never fail, cause I've got the Holy Spirit. I can surely never fail, cause of God the Holy Spirit. He's the Holy, Holy, Holy Spirit. Even when I'm alone, when nobody's there,
I surely never fail.
Everybody's gone away. An exam. When the doctors give you a contrary report, when they are evacuating you from the house, your mortgage is up and you cannot pay. You are scared because you are in divorce court. There's no lawyer to speak on your behalf. Everything seems to go down the drain. Do not be afraid, for he did not leave us comfortless. Standing by my side, oh. To him and just begin to look to the Lord who sent us the best. The best, he sent us the best. He gave us the gift, he gave us the promise. These all received the good report by faith, but did not receive the promise. for God preserving for us something better. That day without us will not be made perfect. But the former treatises have I written unto you, O Theophilus, concerning all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day he was taken up unto glory. He through the Holy Spirit gave commandments unto his apostles whom he had chosen, and made himself alive after his passion with many infallible proofs, and teaching them 40 days concerning the kingdom, and said to them, for John baptized with water, but surely ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and power after many days. And the Bible said, and when they had assembled together and they spoke one to another, they heard him speak of the promise which he promised them of the Father, and said, have you come to restore the kingdom of God unto us at such a time? And Jesus said, the times and seasons knoweth no man, for God has reserved it in his power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and Judea and to Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world.
We have the Holy Spirit, Holy, Holy Spirit, standing by my side.
He is standing by my side.
I can surely never fail.
I can surely never fail.
Just lift your hands to him. Just bless him, somebody. Lift your voice and bless him. Hey, hey. Abo Shande, Abo Kakabasai. Alimandos Katila, Ramataya Kaya Basha. He commands Ande Rakupele Kentelele. Oh. Shile Mambrantolaya Ratalia Krakataya. Cause I've got the Holy Spirit. He's the
Holy, Holy, Holy Spirit.
And he is standing by my side. And I can surely never fail.
Never fail.